You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Mia Kruger, Director at Kruger International, is our market watcher this evening. Mia, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with some factors behind the JSE closing down today.
Yes, so we've seen markets yesterday, especially in the US, do quite well, and it's mostly given up that strong gain that we saw yesterday already in the early trading. And most markets globally were down today. So we're still very much in that seesaw downward movement of the market that we've seen due to sentiment, mostly around inflation and central banks handling of that with the increase of interest rates. So that's been the main drivers over the last couple of months from the beginning of the year, really, and it seems like that was just the same story today. We did see, however, that the Rand gained some ground against the major indices. It was mostly a story of the dollar pulling back from its high levels against most other currencies, and the Rand really benefited from that level where we're trading now at 15.66 to the dollar and gaining about a sixth of a percent. So that's been positive on the market. It really helped. It helped some of the counters, but mostly everything was down. We did see some gold companies, Glencore, AngloGold Ashanti, both closing up for the day. Also, Richemont regaining a bit of that weakness that it saw on the back of its results. But like I say, mostly the market was down today.
Sure. Let's expand on company results. African Bank showing an impressive improvement. We speak to the CEO later on in the show, but Coronation also released its results. How did they fare?
Yes, a very different set of results, but let's focus on Coronation and I'll speak to the CEO of African Bank later for more details there. They did deliver not a bad set of results, but Coronation did have a tougher time. We always expect asset managers to lag slightly when markets are down due to the fact that fees, management fees, and if there are any performance fees are all lower during these times, and that was definitely the case for them. They also saw some outflows locally on the retail side from clients as well as from the institutional clients. Another thing that they flagged was the fact that they did still own some investment assets in Russia, which have been written down due to those assets not trading. And as trading resumes at some stage, they might have a look and there might be some value that will come from that, but that's not something that they're bargaining on. And then just on the back of this asset under management that came under pressure, they also noted that due to the fact that the Reserve Bank has increased the allowable offshore allocation under the Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act, investors in South Africa can now allocate up to 45% of their assets to offshore assets, where that was limited to 30% prior, and that will most definitely have an effect where a lot of investors will tend to increase their offshore exposure, which will then lead to further outflows on the local side. But they do manage assets in the global market, so that shouldn't be a big problem. It should be a natural hedge for them.
Sure. Thungela held its annual general meeting today, but Just Share is poking holes at some of its reports. What do you understand of what's happening there?
Yes, it was, it seemed like a very, very tough first annual general meeting for a company like Thungela. But since Thungela's listing, being the spun out from Anglo American and being a pure play coal producer, and no one really expected them to have a smooth ride all the way, where this is most definitely an area of contention for these activist groups. And then Thungela unfortunately had quite a public spill, a toxic acid mining mine drainage spill after one of their mine shafts collapsed. And they did make it public to the market with the previous results, even though it was an after the results effect. They still came to the market, but the activist shareholders weren't happy with the fact that they didn't disclose that there's a criminal suit going on as well. But it did seem that Thungela wasn't aware of that yet. So there's a lot of conflicting sort of arguments still out there. The fact remains that Thungela will have to tighten their ship and spend more time on the rehabilitation of their mind, disclosing how they go about this, even though they do have problems with illegal minors in many of those sites. They'll have to make a point of disclosing all of this and the process and the steps they take to mitigate it more clearly to the market, so that these shareholder activists will be happy with the answers.
Mm, a tough day at the office, but Sibanye also held its annual general meeting. How did that go?
Well, Sibanye has really not been in the news lately for any good stories. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of controversial news also around how the government, especially Minister Gwede Mantashe, is treating this whole affair around the mine strike and the allegations that he's made around the mining rights of Sibanye. So we'll have to see where that goes. It is a very, very dangerous and, I think, political line to tread. Mm. But unfortunately, that was also sort of the forefront today in terms of the AGM. What happened at the AGM was really sort of a lot of administration that had to be handled, etc. I haven't seen a proper news report on that. I wasn't present at the AGM, unfortunately, due to other commitments. But Sibanye is definitely not having an easy time with that strike still looming in South Africa.
Mm, and today we saw a union outside the union buildings, actually, calling on the president to make good on his promise following that embarrassment at the May Day events, we'll remember. But thank you very much. Mia Kruger is the director of Kruger International, helping us make sense of the latest market moves.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.